Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We know that our focus is the next generation. So it's very important that we keep the next generation in view and we keep them accountable for the gifts and the talents that God has deposited within them. And we must cultivate them and bring them out. We're going to see the significance of it in the text this morning. So let's look at Exodus chapter 1, verses 5 through 14. And this is an impartation from God that he showed me on this morning. So this is a very important time, very serious time. We say we're for the next generation, and there's instructions in the Bible, in the Word here, in Exodus chapter 1, verse 5. We must never be a house that fades away. We must be a house that births a greater house. And that already happened one time at Celebration Bird, the Living Word Church. So we must never fade away. We must always be a house that births a greater house. And it must be a more glorious, more established, more transformative, and more like heaven every generation. Let's look at Exodus chapter 1, verse 5 through 14. All those who were descendants of Jacob were 70 persons, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, all his brothers, and all that generation. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and it happen in the event of war that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land." Now, the children of Israel, they were known for being great, but they weren't known for anything particularly great. Get that? They were known for being great. It says how great the children of Israel were, but they weren't known for anything particularly great. As a group, they were not a threat to the bondage, the taskmaster of the land. We got to understand this, what the Lord is saying here. They said, if they join our enemies, so by themselves, they didn't see them as a position of power. We got to get this. Though the children of Israel had gleaned the things of God from the generations before, they were not seen as an authoritative, dominant threat in the land. They were known for being good, but they weren't known for being strong. They weren't known for being able to take authority. They weren't known for being able to take dominion. They were just known for being great, but they weren't known for anything particularly great. We must break the spirit of ordinary off our children and bring them into the extraordinary that God has called them to do. They can't just be ordinary. Oh, my good kid. No, they need to be an authoritative power
forward, taking dominion for God in the earth from generation to generation. We must never be a house that fades away. We must always be a house that bursts, a greater house. So the expectation is for them to be greater and birth a greater house. Verse 11, therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. And the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. So they were unbreakable, they were unbendable, but they had no authority. They were strong, but they weren't able to produce at dominion glory level. They were only able to be good on the inside, and they couldn't get that goodness on the outside to operate in power. They were stuck in ordinary. May our children never be in bondage to profit the enemy. Let them walk in their authoritative dominion power. The children of Israel didn't operate in their dominion power. They didn't grow in their authority. They were not a recognized power of influence. They beheld the inheritance of God, building them strong on the inside, but they were unable to use it to cultivate authority. They used it to serve and profit Egypt, their taskmaster. Let it never be so amongst our children. So this morning, our assignment is to break every yoke of ordinary. So let's anoint them. We thank you, Father, for your power. We thank you for the anointing oil to break every yoke. The Bible says that it's your anointing, your oil, that breaks every yoke. We break every burden of oppression over the lives of our children. We thank you, Father, they will not just be known for being good, but they will be known for their authority and their dominion stance to enhance the kingdom of God. May they stand out as carriers of glory every place where they go. Every scheme of the enemy, every scheme of deception, every net set against their destiny, we command it to burn by fire now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for dominion power. We thank you for authority. We thank you for a house that is birthing a greater house, Father. We thank you in 20 years from now that Living Word Church will birth an even greater house through those who are standing here right now. We declare it in the name of Jesus, the mighty army that God is raising up in this time, in this season, who will not bend, who will not break, who will not bow to the systems of the world, but they will operate in excellence. Hallelujah. They are carriers of glory. I thank you. The glory of the Lord is upon them. They will arise. They will continue to shine because it's the glory of God upon them. Though there's deep darkness among people and deep darkness in the land, the glory of the Lord, which they carry, hallelujah, will remove every circumference border of darkness. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, they shall live a long, satisfying life. Their lives will not be cut short through violence. Their lives will not be cut short through sickness and disease. Their lives will not be cut short by the schemes of the enemy. I thank you, Father, that they are surrounded by purity and integrity to burst forth in their unique season at their unique time to do their unique calling in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 So when you see all these right here, hold them accountable to their gifting. Hold them accountable to their talents.
Of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.